If cattlemen had only known. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield, Ag News for America. America never stops growing thanks to farm credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com. Certain areas of the Midwest were fraught with delays in getting hay put up. The upshot, it's more lush than in most years. There's more forage. We'll talk about it right after this. In general, pastures and range look good, better than in most years. But the same heavy rain that resulted in high green grass made it impossible to put up hay in some areas. Nowhere is this more evident than in Missouri, where the primary farm enterprise, hosting cows and baby calves, depends on a lot of good quality forage. Rob Kallenbach is the man to turn to at the University of Missouri for information about hay and forage. He says the rain resulted in prolific growth of forage, but that doesn't mean one can cut it and bale it.
While we have a lot of forage, we also have a lot of poor quality forage. Hay making was very difficult during May and June when we would have liked to have made hay, and a lot of hay just now getting made for the first time in Missouri. And so this winter, I think that will have some impacts on our livestock production.
If producers would have been able to make hay back in May when they wanted to, Kallenbach tells Brownfield that bales would have been made with protein content in the teens and total digestible nutrients somewhere north of 60%.
What's going to happen now is we're going to have forage that's lower in protein and much lower in energy. In essence, what's going to mean we're going to have cattle this winter that are going to be eating feed that's of poor quality and as a result won't be able to produce the kind of milk or produce the calf that they otherwise would.
Producers either have to be sure that the quality of pastures is the best they can be this fall, and Kallenbach says there are practices that will put some extra condition on cows before winter sets in. The other alternative is to come up with a supplemental feed program.
Whether that's through purchase feeds or byproduct feeds, there's a number of ways that those can be balanced in terms of rations, but that's something that's going to have to be really on the radar screen of producers this year. Really, for them to be able to producers do the very best job in ration balancing this winter, we're really recommending a lot of forage testing this year to figure out what kind of forage we are going to have when we go to feed hay this winter, feed silage this winter. Because it's so late made, often it's not going to be as good as we'd like for it to be.
Kallenbach says he wishes he would have known earlier that forage was going to be this plentiful.
Had I known that we were going to have a record rainfall sort of year, we could have carried maybe 50% again as many cattle as we have in the state this year. We just have a lot of forage. That's a blessing for the most part, and that we'd certainly like to have more forage than is to be short, but Missouri is a place where we could accept more cattle right now and grow them well, and had we known, wow, could we've been in a strong spot.
Rob Kallenbach with the University of Missouri. I'm Tom Stever, Brownfield, Ag News for America.